look for that.
All right. Welcome to Bonus Bills, Friday edition, as always. 1972 follow-up episode to the Hot 100 chart. We're covering the bonus charts.
All the extra shit. They didn't want you to hear.
Usually the better stuff.
Usually the better stuff.
Especially this year.
Yeah.
Kind of lackluster, but there was some gems.
There were some true gems.
Yeah. Apologize that we were, you know, bored, but that's the show.
That's what
you signed up for.
That's what you wanted.
We were bored and indifferent.
And I don't think I got to say this, and I'm probably in trouble on the yesterday's episode, but thank you, Leslie.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much, Leslie.
Thank you to Leslie for coming on the show. In Your Realm, the Neil Young stuff. I know you loved it. Love you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Now, she's gone. So now the boys are back. She hit a wall like we all did. Didn't want to be on the bonus episode, which is fine.
Yeah, she hit a wall like we all did, but she can walk away.
She has the ability to walk. We committed to this, unfortunately.
She has... Yeah, the opportunity, the
freedom.
Freedom. Yeah, we're stuck to this wall.
Right. Okay.
It's like you know how Trump, you know, promised that wall,
or it's like that Nickelodeon show where they jump on the wall.
Well, I'm just thinking because he like promised that wall. Now he's like really. He's like, I gotta get that build a wall. Yes. So we build this. We said we're gonna build this wall. We have to do the wall.
Yeah.
Sorry, national emergency. Gotta do the bills.
Exactly. It's the exact same.
You know what I mean?
So I left 1972 Hot 100 charts episode with a bit of a cliffhanger. I was Ryan Seacrest. I played the Ryan Seacrest song, famous from our Red Carpet Tracks on Tracks episode by Lil B. I did what he likes to do at the end of, during American Idol episodes. He's like, and I will reveal the winner after these messages.
Yeah.
I did that. Now we're back from those.
I did that.
From those messages. Got the reveal ready for you. At the end of the show. No, I'm not going to do that. I'll just say it right now. So, me and Leslie, wedding planning.
Yes.
Almost done. The day is about 2 months away from right now. As listeners know, I asked Dave and Brandon to be in the wedding party, groomsmen. I'm removing them again. They're still in. I'm not big on it, but you know, they are still there. So given the women that, and the people that Leslie has in her, bridal party, what we've decided to do is the big announcement is Dave and Brendan, and I'm not making this up, during the wedding ceremony, it will be you two walking down the aisle together with each other.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I said that yesterday.
Brandon predicted it and I gave him a look. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That will be, cause it's, that's the way it worked out. That's the way it kind of shook out.
I love it.
Be a true Danden Brave moment during the ceremony.
Either you're going to say that we're going to do a live podcast on the wedding.
We could.
Danden Brave, I do?
That'll be a great moment during the ceremony. It'll be you two. You can do whatever you want during the ceremony. Hold hands, whatever you want to do. It was Leslie's idea. That was Leslie's idea, not mine. I was like, "That's, you're crazy."
You sound like Mr. Roper.
But it's just crazy enough to work.
All right.
Yeah, so that's a big announcement.
I love it. Thank you for the announcement. Yeah. It was pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty big.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Worth the cliffhanger.
At what point in the ceremony exactly? I don't remember.
I mean, we walk out.
No.
Because shouldn't we already be there?
No, there's like a whole procession with everyone.
Going into the theater.
What theater? It's an outdoor ceremony.
My world, I know the theater. Sorry. I can only speak in my terms.
All right. But yeah, that's it's a big reveal, big announcement.
I love it.
Right.
A revelation to all of us now.
Seacrest level.
Seacrest
announcement.
Out.
Seacrest out.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's why we played American Idol at the beginning. All right, so we're going out of order here with the bonus charts because I think I just discovered that I have a feeling me and Brandon picked the same exact song because I know there is a song that's on both the easy listening and the R&B charts.
So okay, Brandon, and if that's true, then I'm going to say that there is a 0% chance that didn't happen.
0% okay. Yeah, I mean, I just looked on Wikipedia and it said this song was on easy listening chart and R&B. I was like, oh shit.
It has to be.
It's really good.
Well, okay. We'll see. Actually, I don't know which one it is.
Right, right.
But I think I picked the three standouts.
Okay.
We'll find
Maybe
out.
Maybe not. Maybe I like this one more than you. We'll see.
We'll find out. Yeah. Okay. It's me.
We'll find out after the break.
It's me, Aaron Brand. And I don't know. I haven't
Aaron,
thought of a
Aaron Brand?
Aaron Brand.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff on this chart that I'm not going to play, obviously, because that's how it works. 20 songs, that's a lot for the R&B chart. Mm-hmm. A lot of like James Brown-esque stuff. A lot of James Brown ripoff stuff. Like stuff that sounds like that. But I'm going to start us off here.
Daydreaming. That's what it is. Yep. I know it is. I know that sound. It's Aretha Franklin.
Ah. Well, what's the name of this one again?
Aretha Franklin.
Daydreaming.
Daydreaming. Right.
Daydreaming about me. Remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't know this one.
It's so dreamy, too. Oh.
Ugh.
I like her. Dan's impressed.
Yeah, really good. I'm in the zone right now with this song. Yeah.
He's never heard of Aretha Franklin before.
I just love the vibe of the song. It's so chill, but like,
it's always been one of my favorites by her.
Yeah.
Top two.
Amazing.
Daydreaming. This is like, you know, let's take the top off the Corvette today. Is that what? What's it called? The convertible. Let's take the top off.
It feels bossa nova-y, like jazz.
Slightly also, like down under, south of the border.
Not down under, Australia. That was really good. Yeah, that song is great.
Can't believe you don't know it.
I didn't know it. Very cool.
Well, you're ignorant.
Coming up next. Sorry about that.
I know this one too. It ain't Aretha Franklin, I know that.
You killed this man.
You know, what? Sometimes we have our tendencies, or should I say we forget. Dan and Brave? What a woman
needs every now and then. Or you didn't kill him, but you knew he was going to die or something. That is,
if you want to keep. Oh yeah, Bobby. Together. No, I never said anything about his death. This is Bobby.
No, you made eye contact.
I made eye contact with him, and he knew he was dying.
Right.
Or something like that. It's Bobby Womack.
Oh, who we saw.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm saying during the concert, he made eye contact with me, and we had a connection.
Yeah.
And then he died soon after. And it was a special moment for both of us.
I love his voice. It's very gritty all the time.
It's grit. It's true grit. What is this song called?
Woman's Gotta Have It.
Okay. Wonder if this is a influence for She's Gotta Have It, Spike Lee.
So,
great vibe.
What do you guys
say?
It's a great vibe, yeah.
I can listen to this kind of stuff all day. So good.
Yeah. It's like, take the top off the convertible.
Yeah, it's like not like
this. It's like a ride.
It's not like compositionally like the greatest song or anything, but he's got a great voice and it's got a great feel and vibe to it. So
like this part
to
a lot.
Put it on here.
The bass. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Walking. You knew the song too, Dave?
No, I don't know this one.
A lot of songs like that crossed over with the number one chart, like the Oh Girl.
Yeah.
Boring.
A lot of Al Green stuff. Like I said, a lot of stuff that sounds like James Brown and a lot of James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man named Luther Ingram, which sounds like a band that, you know, that would like combine two people.
Right.
Like Luther Vandross and James Ingram.
Yeah.
OJ's, The Spinners, a lot of like classic groups.
Oh, cool.
Like that.
Okay. Right.
The Spinners, I'll Be Around.
Yeah, oh, no, I love that song.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Original.
The original version.
Original.
Me and Mrs. Jones on there.
Weird.
The Staple Singers.
Yep. Yep. This is the one I picked.
Yeah.
God, really?
God damn it.
Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway.
Incredible song.
So good.
This was my favorite on the Easy Listening chart.
Really?
Spoiler. There's nothing this good.
That's interesting you say that. This is truly, I would say, the most on the fence of being Easy Listening and R&B. Like right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right on that line.
It makes sense it would be on both.
Yeah.
Right here. Love that. Yeah.
And Easy Listening, intent, soulful singers. It's best part.
Amazing.
His voice is so good. Speaking of American Idol, which we had talked about a lot, especially this last year, of songs ruined because of the American Idol thing.
This one is, too. No.
But so many people singing Donny Hathaway songs, especially Elliot Yameen.
Oh, yeah. I love Elliot Yameen.
Very similar voice. Like, he definitely grew up listening to him.
Definitely.
Do you know Donny Hathaway's brother?
No.
Marky Hathaway?
No.
It's a Wahlberg joke.
It's a Wahlberg joke.
It sucks.
No, it's funny because he was a rapper.
It's, yeah. It's funny when you have to explain why it's funny.
I said Marky.
It was a great song.
It was funny.
I really like Roberta Flack. After, you know, realizing a lot of this stuff. How many songs that she had big, like rediscovering them after not hearing them for a while.
Yes. You're like, oh, this is her song too? That one as well? Put that one into her song groups as well? Her song, group of songs too?
Yeah.
Where is the love, man? What a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fergie.
Especially now, right? 2019, it's very
dog.
Relevant.
Yeah, dog.
Very relevant to 2019.
Yeah, I like Fergie and Black Eyed Peas, Justin Timberlake better.
Yeah, they're rewrite of that song.
Definitely not.
So are you going next and then to Dave and then back to you?
Because I got a bookend. Well, not really bookend anymore. It's like a middle of the book and then end of the book.
End of the book.
Yeah. Yes, I wanted to pick that one and Brandon stole it.
Stealer. I'm a stealer. Stealer's wheel.
I'm a stealer.
All right. There's some good ones, though, on the adult contemporary chart. But at this time, it wasn't called Adult Contemporary Chart, guys. And guess what? Danny's not here anymore.
Easy.
Easy Listening Chart, 1972.
Slutty Listening.
Covering it. Three songs. So slutty. Danny's not here. Dolt Danny's here, a.k.a. I didn't use this name in 71, but I did in 70. I forgot about it. Dan Easy Listening.
Yeah.
Right.
A.k.a. Stinson Temporary. Temporarily.
Thank
you.
Love it.
Thank you. Okay. ton of overlap, as you can imagine.
Tons.
With the Hot 100 chart. It's like three quarters of this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of overlap.
We'll name them.
Want me to name them all right now?
Name the ones that overlap.
All the overlap right
Show
now.
Show us the fucking proof.
American Pie.
That's not easy listening. That's a hard listen.
It sucks. Without You. Big one on the Easy Listening.
Not easy. This is not easy. I'm saying these are heavy songs.
First Time Ever Saw Your Face.
That's easy.
First Time Ever I.
The Candy Band.
That's too easy. That's...
Song Sung Blue.
Yeah, super easy. That's a little simple.
Basic.
Stupid, basic, yeah.
Alone Again. Naturally.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Naturally.
Musically, it is.
Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, unfortunately.
Very easy. But it fits the vibe. It fits the vibe.
Black and White. Also,
well, I don't know.
I can see clearly now.
Yeah, 100%.
Clearly.
And that's it. That's how
claro que si.
So quite a bit of overlap. This is the first one I'll play. So now that Brandon took away the one I really was looking forward to playing the most, but it's fine. It's too good. I'm happy we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
That makes me very happy. I'm going to continue the same exact pattern that I've done in 70 and 71. It's one new song. One song by Carpenters, one song by Bread. Because it's Carpenters and Bread continue to have the best stuff on these charts.
You know,
I'm sorry.
This is their time to shine.
Yeah. It's their time. There's some other good stuff here. I was close to picking something else.
And we know how religious you are. And
super
when you
religious,
think of Jesus,
right.
You think of carpentry and bread.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So.
Where's the wine?
You can have the nails.
I was.
You can have the nails and the hammers and the bread. I'll take the wine, honey.
And the leprosy.
So this was number one on the Easy Listening chart in 1972 for 2 weeks in February by the Carpenters, Hurting Each Other. Do you know this song?
It's called Hurting Each
Other?
It's
called Hurting Each Other.
I gotta listen. It's I don't know this. They're brother and sister hurting each other. I think that is true.
Oh, God, her voice.
Her voice is so voicey.
It sounds like you've lost that love and feeling a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's maybe why I reacted.
That melody.
Rip off. Yeah, clear. She's a
like
the clearest voice.
No way I couldn't include this also. Like, so good. They're just hurting each other. It's not good.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've lost that loving feeling.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that immediately. Than before, when I kiss your lips and no tenderness. Oh, yeah, this. Oh, I think I talked over it.
Yeah.
But, sorry. The harmonies.
Oof.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That was the ocean. I think that was just the ocean. A
that
wave
chord
went
right
by.
Yeah.
God, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like the Mary Tyler Moore song.
Okay. Yeah.
It does.
So, yeah. After this, Without You comes on. And then for 1 week in March is this next song that hits number one. Oh, but Hurting Each Other, it's written by... Gary Geld and Peter Udell in 1965. This was written in 1965 originally. Oh. Recorded by a lot of different artists. Ruby and the Romantics, Rosemary Clooney, Jimmy Clanton, Chad Allen and the Expressions, which later became the Guess Who.
Oh.
They recorded this. Kept from being number one, it was number two by Without You, Harry Nilsson.
Which was, this song particularly.
Was kept from being number one by Harry Nilsson.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Artists we have seen in the 70s so far in the Hot 100
Bread.
Chart. No, not yet. Bread is third. This is the second song. New song.
Whoa.
I think...
Tune that guitar, man.
I think he had the first song...
It was 70s?
Raindrops? BJ Thomas.
BJ Thomas. Yeah.
This is called Rock and Roll Lullaby. I really
it
like
rocks.
This. Yeah. It doesn't rock. There's a part at the end I really like specifically. Little Blue Jean Davy territory.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Sell Some Blue. Songs.
Yeah.
Song Sung Blue.
So it's already much better than Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's much better. This part is
very soft. I love it. Oh, this part at the end I want to get to. I love. I want to. Written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Well.
Hello. Yeah, Cynthia Lowe. Hello. Hello.
I think it's just Barry Mann.
Hello.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So, he's a singer.
Right.
Well, I knew he was a singer, but yeah. he's a singer.
He's a sanger.
He's sanger turned sanger. Is he looking around on this guitar?
He kind of looks like Jesus on this album cover.
Maybe Jesus came back and we just didn't realize it was BJ Thomas.
I think, is this the part? No. Let's see if I can skip ahead a little bit.
I can hear your mama.
Beach Boy stuff. Beach Boy stuff. Listen. Yeah. So it's a cool little production element, Beach Boy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that part was cool. The little Beach Boy
element. I like this.
Yeah.
This is a song you weren't going to pick.
No, I was.
You weren't going to pick.
I wasn't going to pick Bread.
Oh.
I was not going to pick Bread.
You saved the worst for last.
Yeah. Wasn't going to pick. It's pretty good. It's not as good as the other Bread stuff we've heard, I don't think. Oh, yeah, more Beach Boys stuff.
Oh, ba-ba, ba-ba. This is... Are you sure this is not Beach Boys?
I was reading... They, like, straight up took Beach Boy production stuff.
Who was doing this, though?
It's produced by Steve Tyrell, is his name. I don't know.
Who are the backing singers?
I don't know. Isn't that cool? I love the end of the song. Yeah.
They're allowed to do that?
I don't know. Really good. I really like this. Okay. Move on.
Move on.
Okay.
This is Brad.
I was wondering which one it was going to be.
The guitar man. Sweet Surrender is also pretty good.
Okay.
That's the other song that was on this.
Not Everything I Own? That didn't hit number one?
Wasn't that last year?
You played If, right? Last time?
Yeah. I think Everything I Own was also on that year.
Okay.
Yeah, so Brett has had like two songs in the Easy Listening chart every year.
I like the guitar in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's pretty good.
The harmonies.
The guitar man. So, other songs on
this
chart. The guitar man.
The guitar man.
The guitar man.
Yeah. I suppose there's guitar in a song.
Yeah. David Cassidy, Cherish. That song's pretty good.
Eight.
It was also... Cat Stevens, Morning Has Broken.
This is not Daddy Frank, the guitar man, from my playlist or my chart last year. Remember that song?
No.
Daddy Frank?
Oh, yeah. Ricky Nelson, Garden Party.
Nice.
That was also on this list. Another Fifth Dimension song, which was pretty good.
Huh.
If I Could Reach You. And then Lobo. I'd Love You to Want Me.
I'd Love You to Want Me.
I'd Love You to Want Me. Actually, I think that hits number one on 73. Like on the Hot 100
chart. Oh, does it really? I'd Love You to Want Me?
I'd Love You
By
to
who?
Want Me. Lobo.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think it does. I could be making that up. I think I remember seeing it. Another Gilbert O'Sullivan song also.
Really?
I probably should have played that one. It was. It wasn't as good, though.
Okay.
Claire. It's called Claire.
Ooh. Claire.
Claire, exactly. Yeah.
Claire.
So this is good. Bread,
this is
Bread,
good.
Bread is really
it's
good.
It's easy listening.
Yeah.
Good vocal here.
Yeah.
Ripping.
Yeah, not really their thing, but... All right.
This sounds like a... what's
Steve Miller Band?
Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm a loser.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
Dim dum. More about that later.
So yeah, without Where Is the Love, it's a bit of an underwhelming easy listening, but Carpenters are so good.
I'm a lover. I'm a fucker.
I'm a fucker. And I'm a fucker.
So, you know me. Well, you know me as Dave Colon. President of Dan and Bray Presents. 2018 president, but I'm handing over my reins, my microphone reins to an alter ego of mine. It goes by the name of Blajean David. Blajean David.
B-L-apostrophe-J-E-A-N.
Blajean.
Yes, I handle the hot country singles. Of 1972, the hottest country singles. Ooh, yes, baby. They're available. They're single. So, as always, there's like 400 songs on the charts.
Probably too many.
And all the names, I know their names, but I don't really know what they do. I just, because they come every year. Charlie Pride, every single damn year. Merle Haggard, played them last year. Loretta Lynn, you know it. Tammy Wynette. you know, everybody, Conway Twitty, Sonny James, Hank Williams Jr., Donnie.
I don't know what you just said there.
Don Gibson?
Don Gibson and Mel Tillis.
Mel Gibson?
Other people. You know, all the country
legends.
The who's who's.
Yeah.
You know, the usual suspects, they're here. They're always here. They're never going to leave. They're never going to die. But I always try to pick the songs that stand out a little bit more to me. Now, there's one artist that hit number one on the country charts who, a little bit older than the rest, he kind of came to be noticed doing a little bit of a different style of music that probably wouldn't be considered country. Maybe more like a rock and roll or a rockabilly. But you know the name. Legendary man. Legendary, amazing person. Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis with Chantilly Lace.
Hello, you good-looking thing, you. Yeah? Huh? Now, this is the killer speaking.
The killer.
Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Chantilly Lace by Jerry Lee Lewis. Okay, originally a rockabilly number by the Big Bopper, whose death we learned earlier this year Don McLean does not care about. He says this is your killer speaking in the beginning of the song. Now, I thought this would mean the song would take us into the mind of a murderer's fetish for Chantilly Lace, kind of like Dennis Hopper's obsession with Blue Velvet and Blue Velvet. But that's just his nickname. Jerry Lewis is called the killer. That's his nickname. I have nothing really to say. It's a standard nickname by him. It's what he wanted to be known as, the killer. And it's just, you know, it's kind of what you expect from an old rock and roller doing some country stuff. It's not that country. It's more, it's just general rockabilly.
Jimmy Jam and Jerry Lee Lou.
It's just that pompous, it's like a boozy vocal delivery. It's just out of control vocal.
Yeah. It's country. It's country because he married his cousin, right?
Yeah, he's. He's into the underage ladies. You gotta be joking, woman. He's got a southern twang to his voice.
Well, I think that's true, though.
No, that's 100% true.
Yeah, but you're saying that's why he's country is because we.
He's making a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, and I was laughing at the joke, and you're looking at me kind of weird. Like, why would I laugh at that?
How dare you?
Anyway, who cares about this, right?
I like his insanity.
I love his insanity. It's the best I could do right now. With what I was given. It was the best what I could do with what I was given.
So is that the only song?
That's all I got, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The next. So that hit. That was a pretty big song. It hit number one, and it stayed there for 3 weeks. Pretty big on the country charts. The next song I'm going to pick also hit number one for 3 weeks. It's called The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA by Donna Fargo.
Mm.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
So this is
good morning, morning.
The most stereotypical female country voice I've ever heard in my life, but it's good.
What's her name
it's
again?
Even
I'm
more
sorry.
Than like Dolly Parton.
I think it was Donna
Fargo.
Yeah, I was gonna say Near Stop.
What?
Donna Near Stop.
Nice.
Ow. Still don't get it, but
trying to keep myself awake here.
Yeah, Brandon.
What's going on here?
Brandon has completely lost the.
No, I've just completely. It's not because of the songs. I'm trying to pick up my energy.
So I just definitely a goody two shoes. I'm a good girl type of vibe. She says skippity doo dah day.
Yeah.
Not unlike zippity doo dah day.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
It sucks. There's a reason why I didn't want to do these charts, Dave.
I don't know.
It sucks.
I was
all of it
given
sucks.
This chart.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
You voluntarily took it. I was like, thank God.
What else
thank
am I
going
to do? I'm going to do nothing?
Yeah, it sucks.
All right.
I don't hate it. It's fine.
I like the Jerry Lee Lewis thing.
That was, yeah.
I do kind of like that one.
Her voice is cute.
I like the country voice. This next song, I am a little, I am into.
I like
this next
song. I like nothing.
This one, Dan, I think this will turn you on a little bit.
Oh, okay, great. Sexually.
It's 1 year, sorry, 1 week on the chart. It's by an artist named Buckles Owens. Buck Owens. And the song's called Made in Japan.
It's called Made in Japan?
Yeah.
The Japan country. Oh my god. My transistor radio comes from far away. Oh my, what the fuck? And when it's night over here, over
there, it's breaking day. Oh, brilliant. Okay. Listen. I remember all the good times I had of walking in the sand. This is where, here's a kicker here.
Little Japanese riff. That I met made in
Japan. So it's not like a toy made in Japan.
Or the radio that I bought.
Right. It's a diversion.
He's in love with a Japanese girl.
He's in love with a Japanese woman.
And listen to that little Japanese country guitar riff.
It's kind of a cool blend. So yeah.
I was going to say that blend
is innovative.
Yeah, that is very cool.
And the strings are cool. As we walked by the river and she softly took hold of my hand. This is Buck Owens' last number one hit.
I like this.
This is the best one.
Yeah.
This is the best of the three, for sure. Yeah.
You know what? I got to say, people will say maybe it's a little bit like a appropriation, maybe like a to do this, but I think it's kind of cool that he's saying he's in love with a Japanese woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, that's progressive for the country
charts. Yeah, I was going to say, probably not. I'll bet people gave him shit for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good melody.
Yeah,
good delivery. He's so
I was really once you started this, I was really worried it was going to go in a very like just
offensive,
like yeah, an offensive direction. And it I don't think it does.
No, I think it's very respectful.
Yeah, it's a love song.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, guys.
You know what's good about it? Because it's not totally country. It has other elements
in
it.
Yeah. I always try to find the songs that are a blend.
Yeah.
Day. She cried when she said she'd
been promised to another man. Oh, nice. couldn't have faded out, huh? Oh, it's still playing. Bye. Dave can't figure out how to pause it. What a disaster this board bills has been. Both episodes.
This week has just been.
Oh, man.
At least we have other episodes this week.
Yeah.
True.
Hey.
Sorry for this week.
Sorry, guys.
Enjoy your, enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy your weekend.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week, I guess.
Skip along to the.
All right.
To your weekend.
Close it out with a new fan favorite segment, according to me.
No, actually, it is my favorite thing we've ever done.
Really?
Not ever, but. Right. Trying to be excited and
thanks for the fake compliment.
Positive.
This is Millennial Matchup, presented by Danny, where we take
AKA the comparables. The comparables.
Thank you. I forgot about the comparables. Thank you so much. So it's where we take some of the number one songs from yesterday on the Hot 100 chart from 1972, and we put them head to head against songs 40 years ahead in the future.
The hits of yesterday and today.
Meat.
All yesterday, technically.
That's what they say on the radio.
You're right.
Yesterday and
current decade.
Yeah.
70s decade versus current decade. So we're at 1972 this week, goes head to head with 2012. And let me tell you, if you remember the vibes of 2010 and 2011, 2012, different vibe.
Yeah.
Different vibe.
Yeah. What do
you mean? Did you look at the chart?
No.
What do you mean?
You'll see.
Then what, last year?
Then 2011 and 2010.
Really?
If you remember some of the songs I played, 2012 is a different vibe. For the most part, it does.
Okay.
Based on a podcast I listened to this week, I think two of the songs I know.
You have said one of the songs on a recent episode. You said it. You said the song.
So then I know the two. I probably know two of them.
You probably know two of them. At least two on this chart.
Maybe not the ones that you're going to play.
Maybe not the ones I'm going to play, but...
Yeah.
So,
I won't say anything.
What I decided to not include last minute, because I listening back to 71, I forgot that I mentioned it, because it hit number one in 2011, and uh-huh. then also again, probably first time ever, there was a Grover Cleveland right in the beginning of the year. So it hit this song hit number one at the end of 2011.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Then a different song hit number one at the beginning of 2012, and then it Grover Cleveland like the third week of 2012.
Oh,
like a year crossover Grover Cleveland,
right?
End of year, which I don't think we've seen before.
Maybe not.
That was Rihanna and Calvin Harris. We Found Love.
Right.
Okay. Right.
So I was going to include that in this matchup. Well, one of the matchups.
Right.
Decided not to because I forgot it was already in 2011.
Yeah.
Already mentioned.
Old news.
Old news.
Old news.
Okay. So kick things off like I did in 71. Let's put the biggest songs of each year head to head against each other. I like doing that. I'm going to do that from now on. So this was the first time ever I saw your face, Roberta Flack. Biggest right. song of 1972.
Surprising to me.
Yeah.
Not as surprising to you guys. Very surprising to me. Shocking.
So let's stay in this vibe.
I'll be there.
Vibe doesn't change a whole lot. I'll
in
be honest.
Song?
I'm going to be honest with you.
To the
2012. Yeah, you might be surprised. But after I listened back, I was like, oh, yeah, this was definitely the biggest song of this. This song was huge. 2012.
I know what it is then.
Yeah.
I don't, actually.
Okay. I think we got the vibe.
We got it.
I think we're ready.
Oh, Gautier.
Gautier.
Yeah.
Oh, so you said this last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gautier. Oh, Gautier.
So this is the biggest song in 2012, which
is
I was
really?
Kind of surprised, but then I was like, no, wait, this song
was
everywhere. And the video was
so
huge.
This was one of
really?
The only...
Somebody that I used to know, Gautier. No.
This was one of the only like pop culture things right. that I ever had a, oh, I knew it before, like thing, where like, I remember very specifically seeing our friend Monica post this song from high school.
Piella?
Sorry. Yeah. Like earlier in 2011. Yeah. Like, I remember, like, being in North Carolina.
Right.
Seeing her post about that song, listening to this and being like, oh, this is cool. Like,
this guy's got a hit on his hands.
This is pretty cool. And then it blew up, and then there was the dance version.
Yeah.
But were you thinking, like, this guy's got a hit on his
hands? No, I didn't, because I thought, I didn't, like, think anybody, like, knew what it was.
So I
dug into Kimber's, like, stuff, and I was like, this guy does some, like, crazy stuff. He kind of, there's, like, moments where he sounds like Peter Gabriel, like, vocally.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Gautier, right, featuring Kimbra.
Kimbra, yeah.
It is, even though this is 8 weeks at number one in 2012, there's another song that's number one for more weeks. This is still commercially the most successful number one song.
Okay.
So there's a difference between weeks and commercial success.
It sold more.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It probably was around longer.
I wanted to get to the chorus. This is the part everybody knows.
So I wanted to point out the moment where I think it really sounds like Peter.
I like this song.
I think it's really good.
I like it. It was annoying at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wait, right here, Dave. Feels So Rough. Like, that reminds
Oof.
You. Feels like Peter Gabriel right there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So
I mean, this is really not that far off from Peter Gabriel in general. Yeah.
So, matching up, I guess more into Roberta Flack.
I don't know.
I know. I thought this was
kind of
interesting.
It's actually...
Because a good case to be made for Gautier.
Here's
a good
the
song.
Thing. I think a song might be better. I don't have the same amount of like love hate with Roberta Flack. I just like it.
Yeah.
This is when I was so annoyed by it that I was so turned off by it. Listening to it now, it's like, oh, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little annoying though. It's a little cheesy in some ways. But I wonder if it wasn't as huge of a hit if I would feel that way.
I think I'm back to my original feeling because like, I was also so tired of it, especially the dance version that came out with it. It just was...
Yeah,
just,
you hate dancing, so of course.
I really like Kimber. I love their harmonies at the end. I may like the Roberta Flack song more, but I'm going to pick this because I would rather listen to this more frequently.
Yeah. I'm going to go to you as well.
I think I like the song. I don't know. There's something about it that annoys me that I can't pick it, but I do think it's pretty close. I'm going to go for a better Roberta Flack, though.
Do you want to hear this next part? This is harmony that you're talking about.
Yeah.
It definitely is like more creative, but there's something annoying about it, right?
It's better than most of the shit we've been listening to for this
decade.
But
it's better than most,
It's cool that it hit number one.
So cool.
Not better than Jagger, though.
No, it's not. No, it really isn't.
Yeah, I love those harmonies. All right. Yeah, you can move on.
All right. Okay, so this was Dave's favorite song of 1972.
What is this?
Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, Mac Davis.
Why even play it?
Because I needed the time frame right.
We're going to pick the next song. Are we? We will.
We'll see. Girl, you're getting
that look. I do like the floor tom on that.
I will say that, too. The floor tom is very well produced.
I did make this matchup before we recorded 72, thinking you guys would like this song a little more.
do you guys like this song?
I'm so indifferent.
You care less.
I could care less about this song.
Like I
love
a
that
shit.
Floor tom though.
So you're not indifferent about the floor tom.
I love the floor
tom. So again, this is Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, Mac Davis. This was number one for 3 weeks in 72.
I just hate. He's just a prick. I just like don't like his whole like. He's an asshole. I don't like him. Don't start clinging. Asshole.
Tell me, baby girl, because I need to know.
Okay,
that's kind of
what reminds
me
of. All right. This is number one at the same time as this was number one in 2012.
What is this?
Oh,
is this Avril Lavigne?
It's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
We are never, ever getting back together.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I definitely like this song better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This song sucks, though.
This song does suck, though.
Taylor Swift.
Here's the thing.
It's so stupid, this song. Come on. You're that automatic with this shit? This
yeah,
because
there are
really
songs
stupid.
There are songs like nothing going on with
this
it.
Song is very stupid, too.
There's more going on or something. I'm more impressed by it.
I want to hear you defend this Taylor Swift song.
It's a better song. It's the hook is better.
Yeah,
it stays with you longer. It's boring. It's pretty stupid.
And also, the first song is "Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me." I'm all that, and she's like, "We're never getting back together."
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't hate the song, but I don't think it's. I don't love it. That's fine. I think it's cute.
It's not cute, but. Don't think it's cute. It's not cute at all.
I guess I'll go Taylor Swift, too.
I'm going Taylor Swift. But you know what it is? It kind of reminds me of, like, Ashley Simpson.
It does sound like Avril Lavigne a little bit.
Or Avril Lavigne, like, earlier 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a good, very that's a good call.
If it was Avril Lavigne,
yeah.
I would like it more.
All right. I'm going to move on. Last one. All time. Dun, dun, dun. Had to include it. It's just, you know, one of the biggest songs, most popular songs of all time.
I feel like I know what you're going to play, and I'm going to probably go 3 for 3, 2012.
Yeah, I always set it up. If you haven't caught on, I usually set it up that way so that we decide the current decade is better.
We're just trying to shit on the 70s more.
Yeah, even though the 70s is universally beloved music, we're trying to make a case that the current decade is better.
Yeah.
With artists like Maroon 5 and Black Eyed Peas, still better. I'll go through the full 2012 list in a second.
Okay.
Because there's more Maroon 5 songs. I didn't include it.
Yeah.
Because we already talked about Maroon 5 more than enough. I decided to skip it. All right. Just want to get to the chorus.
It. Everybody knows it. You can move on.
Lean on me.
Okay.
This is number one at the same time in 2012, as this was number one in 72.
Yeah.
What is this?
Hey,
Give it 10 seconds.
Can I say my joke I said yesterday because I didn't know you were going to do this?
I don't remember.
Who is this?
You can call me Ray Jepsen.
Give it 10 more seconds. Just
you can call me. Okay.
I wish it would have started at the chorus right away. It doesn't.
Oh.
Right here.
Yeah. What? I didn't recognize that verse at all.
I know. That's the beginning
of the
song.
That's weird.
I accidentally when I thought about this song the other day, I was talking to someone and I said, call me Ray Jepsen.
Yeah.
When I meant to say Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
And I said, that's actually kind of funny.
Call me Ray Jepsen.
Call me Ray Jepsen.
I do like that joke a lot. This was a smash in 2012.
Great song.
Huge. Yeah.
The verse is kind of... I know the verse, though.
Are we deciding universally that Call Me Baby is a better song than Lean On Me by Bill Withers? That's the claim you want to make right now?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm prepared
fully
to do that
on board.
As well.
They're equally childish in their own weird way.
I think this is a little less childish.
There's no way I couldn't leave 2012 without playing this song.
Here's the thing. I will say the verse has got to be improved. She needs to do a rewrite of the verse.
A rewrite? Okay. Let me take
it. I've heard this before, but it doesn't sound familiar.
Well, because you just know the chorus so well.
This is where it's
this
at.
This was YouTube, like, phenomenal. This is one of the, like, the biggest YouTube videos ever. I remember this one. Okay, so 2012. Sexy and I Know It, LMFAO.
Yeah.
Rihanna, Calvin Harris. Another Adele song. I didn't want to play Adele again. Set Fire to the Rain.
I hate that
song. No, I hate it.
Kelly Clarkson, Stronger. Pretty good.
Okay.
Katy Perry, Part of Me. I don't remember that one.
No.
I don't know if I remember that
Kelly Clarkson, Stronger, Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
We Are Young. I didn't play that.
Okay.
Tonight.
Yeah. Fun.
Whistle, Flo Rida. Do you guys remember that one?
No.
If I played it, you'd probably,
Know
it. Yeah. Taylor Swift. Oh, Florida. Okay, double Grover Cleveland in a row. Flo Rida with Whistle has Taylor Swift. We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together in between it, and then Taylor Swift comes back again after Whistle again.
Wow,
it's a double Grover, Grover Cleveland. It's a double sandwich.
It's like a dance.
It's a dance. Ooh, a dance. Yeah.
The other Maroon 5 song, which was huge this year,
Sugar?
Is One More Night.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to play another Maroon 5 song.
Yeah.
Diamonds, Rihanna.
Okay.
Oh, great song. Yeah,
great song. That would have killed anything.
Yeah.
And Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven.
Oh, wow.
That's the Police song? The Police sounding song?
Yeah.
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 That's a pretty good one.
I thought about playing that one. So it would have been kind of funny, but I think they picked the correct three.
No, yeah.
Taylor Swift, Carly Rae Jepsen, and what was the first one I played?
Gotye.
Oh, Gotye. Yeah, Gotye. So, 2012, not as, like, ridiculous as, like...
No, it's not. Starting to take the artists are starting to take the decade seriously.
Yeah, like, similar to the 70s, kind of in just, like, vibe. Like, it's a little more white, unfortunately, and chill.
Yeah, it's more white and chill.
I guess. that was Millennial Matchup. This has been 1972 bonus bills.
Sorry for boring you.
Sorry. We're gonna be less boring next year.
Yeah.
Next week.
Had to throw in Call Me Maybe to save this week.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, call us later.
You can call me, Ray Jepsen.
All right. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Thanks again, Leslie.
Thanks, Leslie.
Leslie.
Leslie. Bye.